totally forget.
Jessica Denton was 34 years old and pregnant when she felt a lump in her breast. Her doctors told her it was nothing.
And they said, oh, and if it grows during pregnancy, don't worry about it. Everything does. And I didn't worry about it until about 5 months through, and I couldn't ignore it anymore.
It turned out she had a mutated gene that increases the risk for breast cancer. In her second trimester, Denton had chemotherapy. Cancer specialists like Dr. Jennifer Litton say women with this mutation are developing cancer 6 to 8 years earlier than their female relatives with the same mutation did in the past.
Is it just because of screening, or is it truly something in the gene that's doing it?
Perhaps more alarming, a new study from the University of Washington shows breast cancer cases more than doubled worldwide in the past 30 years. An increase not explained by population growth. More than 1.5 million cases were diagnosed in 2010. Cervical cancer is also rising, but not as dramatically. Still, 3/4 of the new cases last year involved women in low-income countries. The study also shows a huge difference in survival rates. In rich countries, women get screened. They have access to drug therapy and a vaccine that helps prevent cervical cancer. The opposite is true for most women in poor countries. Dr. Alan Lopez at the University of Queensland in Australia co-authored the study. He spoke to VOA via Skype.
And what we're seeing is that in the in poor countries where there is poorer access and to treatment, that women are dying at younger and younger ages in these countries.
The study shows that 75% of all new cervical cancers occur in developing countries. Dr. Lopez says this is due in part to advances in health care. Fewer women are dying in childbirth, and their daughters are surviving to become adults. So there are more women who can develop these cancers. But the report doesn't answer the biggest question.
Cancer throughout the world, but particularly these two cancers that we've seen for women, are increasingly a problem of younger women, women in reproductive age, for whom any death must be considered avoidable.
The study's authors want researchers and policymakers to build on these findings. Some governments are already working to make cancer screening and treatment more accessible to poor women. The Obama administration says it's committing $30 million for breast and cervical cancer prevention programs in developing countries. Carol Pearson, VOA News.